مدینہ 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 تو کربلا، مدینہ 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 تو کربلا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد نور من نور اللہ. مرحبا، خوش آمدید، ویلکم ٹو ون اینڈ آل ٹو انذر ایکسائٹنگ اینڈ بیوٹیفل ایپیسوڈ آف دیز برینڈ نیو سیریز آن مدنی چینل انگلش، اینڈ دیٹ از مدینہ ٹو کربلا. Alhamdulillah, we are in the new blessed Islamic year, and it is the days of Muharram al-Haram, the sacred days, the days which indeed give each and every believer a lesson to learn, the days which indeed touch the heart of every believer, and the days which have a very, very close connection to the Ahl Bayt and the family of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And it is the beginning of a new Islamic year. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this coming year a fruitful year for us. Grant everyone abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone barakah in their sustenance, in their rizq, in their provisions, in their life, in their wealth, in their health. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone firm whilst clinging onto the daman of the Sahaba-i-Kiram and the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, as Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul ridwan very beautifully says, Ahl Sunnat ka hai beera paar, Ashab-e Huzoor najm hai aur nau hai itrat Rasulullah ki. That indeed, in order for a believer to be on the straight path and remain on the straight path, he needs to definitely hold on to the Sahaba-i-Kiram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anyone loses the connection with either one of them, then unfortunately that person ends up being misguided and he starts having lots of corrupt beliefs, and likewise it can even go to the extent where that person can leave the folds of Islam. So we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us intact and fill our hearts with the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, the love of the Sahaba-i-Kiram of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Awliya-i-Kiram. Ameen, 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 bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A very beautiful series Madani Channel English have started, and for those that are watching us from the first day, you must have noticed that we discussed some very, very beautiful topics regarding Shahadat and Martyrdom, as well as we discussed the Hayat of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, that the Anbiya alayhim as-salam are alive and they are in that situation where they can help others as well. And yes, it is our duty that we should seek help from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Subhanallah. A very beautiful topic was touched in the previous two episodes. And today we also have a very exciting topic which is incumbent and necessary for the viewers and listeners and every believer to have knowledge regarding this topic, because yes, it does fall under our basic aqaid as well. It does fall under our belief as well. And we need to have the correct beliefs regarding today's topic, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, once again, we are very, very fortunate of being blessed by our Ustad al-Ulama and our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. Alhamdulillah, we all witnessed that the way he explains the different topics, the way he tackles the different discussions, is something immaculate, something beautiful, something wonderful. And today, inshallah, we will also be learning some very, very beautiful points from Hazrat. Let us first greet Hazrat Musa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
How are you, Mutasab? How is your health?
الحمد لله على كل حال.
الحمد لله.
تفضل فالله. I'm fine.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله. ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. الحمد لله. In the previous episodes, we discussed regarding Shahada in the first episode. And in that episode, Mufti Saab explained the rank of the different believers. And obviously he mentioned that the most superior or the highest rank belongs to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then the Nabiyeen, then the Siddiqeen, then the Shuhada, then the Salihin, and then Mufti Saab classified it. And we discussed regarding the Shuhada, them being alive, their status in the Quran, in the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we look at the rank, which the sequence which Mufti Saab mentioned, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the Nabiyeen. So we discussed regarding the Hayat of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. And after that, the name comes of the Siddiqeen. Allah, Allah, Allah. And when we look in the list of the Siddiqeen, then indeed the first name which comes on everyone's tongue, the first name which comes in the pages of history, the first name which Islam says you should take is indeed the name of Sayyidina wa Mawlana Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is also very famously known as Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the closest friend of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the close sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen of the believers, and so many attributes and qualities of this distinguished and excellent personality, subhanallah, from the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the sayings of the awliya-i kiram, the a'imma, and many, many places you will find the books of history filled with the praises of this great and esteemed personality in Islam, subhanallah, subhanallah. So today our topic will be the leader of the Siddiqeen, I will say, and that is none other than Sayyidina wa Mawlana Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. Yes, indeed, it is a very important topic. Many of us must have heard many excellences, many fadail of this great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but there are some many points which many of us don't know. And it is very important as Sunnis and people of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'at that we need to have these certain beliefs regarding this first Khalifa of Islam. And inshallah azawajal, today we'll tackle all those beautiful points with our respectable, respected guest of honor. And I assure you that today will be a very, very important and beautiful episode. So sit back, relax and enjoy. Make sure you listen attentively to this beautiful episode today, and you will leave here with many, many beautiful words of wisdom. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mufti Saab, to begin today's topic, it's a very great topic, but to begin the topic today, we all know that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was the first Khalifa of Islam, Khalifa Awwal. And can Mufti Saab elaborate that how was this Khilafat given? What was the situation at that time? Why was there a need for someone to be a Khalifa? Just some elaboration on this point, inshallah.
When our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam apparently departed from this domain to the next one, there was need to have a Khalifa, a vicegerent, a deputy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to run the affairs of the Muslim state.
Subhanallah.
The Muslim state was established already. So Sahaba-e-Kiram got together and they felt the need to perform this task immediately, so the Muslim state must not be empty of a leader. So alhamdulillah, all Sahaba Ikram, Ansar and Muhajireen, they got together and they accepted unanimously Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu as Khalifa
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Of the Muslims, Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
When everyone did bayat,
Ji.
They took allegiance.
Right.
Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat on the minbar.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And he looked at Sahaba Ikram and he did not find Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala.
Radiallahu ta'ala.
So he radiallahu ta'ala said that, where is Hazrat Zubair?
Ji, Subhanallah.
He should be brought forward.
Ji, ji.
And when he came in front, he said to Hazrat Zubair that, you are the son of Puppi Sahiba of Rasulullah sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So his mother was the sister of the father
of Nabi sallallahu
alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Puppi's son.
Right.
And you are from amongst the special Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
And I hope that you would not allow
Ji.
Friction amongst the Muslims.
Right.
After hearing this, he said, O Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please do not worry. And after saying that, he stood up and he took bayat
Subhanallah.
On the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu
ta'ala. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala looked at the audience and he did not see Hazrat Ali radiallahu
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And he said, where is Hazrat Ali?
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala came, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said to him that, O son of Abu Talib.
Ji.
You are cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm positive that you will help me to save Islam from becoming weak.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And like Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu also said, O Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not worry. And after saying this, he went ahead and he took bayat.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
On the hand of
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah.
And it is mentioned in Madarij al-Nabuwa.
Ji.
That Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, قَدَّمَكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَمَنِ الَّذِي يُؤَخِّرُكَ.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
That, O Khalifatul Rasul, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought you forward.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So who can push you back?
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So this is how his Khilafat was established unanimously.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
All Sahaba who were there, who were present, Ansar, O Muhajireen.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Younger, older, everyone.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
They accepted his Khilafat. And he became a unanimous Khalifa,
Subhanallah,
of the Muslims.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And how beautifully the entire system of the Khilafat was placed, that the various Sahaba Ikram of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took bayt on the hands of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And indeed, when these great Sahaba Ikram like Hazrat Sayyidina Zubair, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhuma took bayt on the hands of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then indeed that is enough to prove the rank and the status of this great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And there are the ayat of the Holy Quran which also speak of the excellence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. And one beautiful ayah is in front of me where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Zumar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. In translation, and he who has come with the truth and those who confirmed it, they are the muttaqi, the pious, the God-fearing people. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And it is narrated from Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem that the person who is described as the one who came with the truth is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst the person described as the one who attested to the truth is Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this view has been supported by many prominent mufassireen that indeed in the Holy Quran, where it is mentioned that the one who attested to the truth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that personality refers to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then Allah ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, that they are the God-fearing people, the Allah-fearing people, the people who have taqwa, subhanallah. And from this ayat, the various mufassirin have derived this ruling that after the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, in the entire ummah, the person who has the most taqwa, the most piety, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this brings me to my second question and discussion with Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, as we just learned from this ayah that Mufassireen have mentioned, after Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq has the most taqwa amongst all the people in the entire ummah. And many a times during the various khutbahs in Jummah and from the ulama, we heard the statement, Afdalul Bashar Ba'd al Anbiya bit Tahqiq, or Afdalul Khalaik Ba'd al Anbiya. So, can Mufti Sahab just explain what's the meaning of this and what does it denote?
This must be understood,
Jee.
That it is the ijma'a,
Subhanallah,
Jee. And ittifaq and consensus,
Jee.
Of all the ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
That Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is greater than every human being,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
after the Prophets alayhim as-salam.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, مَا طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْسُ وَلَا غَرَبَتْ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونَ نَبِيًّا.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
there
is no person upon whom the sun rises and sun sets,
Allah, Allah, Allah,
is greater,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu
ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
It means that after the Prophet, there is no person who is born in this dunya,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
who is greater than
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq,
Sayyidina Abu
Subhanallah,
Bakr Siddiq,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And in another hadith, it's mentioned,
Jee.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq khayrun nas illa an yakuna nabiyya.
Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
That except Anbiya, Rasul,
Jee.
Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is best of all humans.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
After the Prophet.
After the Prophet, Jee.
Once, as Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting on the minbar,
Jee.
And he said, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest amongst the people is Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And if someone disputes this fact, he is the biggest muftiri kadhab.
Allah, 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 Allah.
He is the fabricator, and he is the biggest liar.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
The one who disputes this fact,
Jee, Jee.
The one who does not take Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, greater than all humans.
Subhanallah.
After the Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam.
He is a fabricator.
Allah.
He is a biggest liar. Not just Kazib, rather Kazab. This is the siga of Isme Mubaligha.
Right.
The one who lies a lot.
Allah.
So the first number in greatness
right
is of Hazrat Sayyidina
Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Abu Bakr Siddiq.
Subhanallah.
This is said by Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And the one who says somebody else is greater than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu after the Prophet, of course, he will be given the punishment which is given to a fabricator.
Right.
A person who makes false allegation,
Bhutan, Allah.
Upon someone. So there is a fixed punishment for him in the Sharia.
Right.
That punishment would be given to that person.
Allah.
Who says someone other than the Prophet is greater than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu
anhu. Subhanallah.
And Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza Shere Khuda
Subhanallah
radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, خَيْرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ بَعْدَ نَبِيِّهَا Abu Bakr wa Umar.
Subhanallah.
It means that in this ummah, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best people are Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah.
And Hazrat Umar.
Subhanallah.
Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Allama Zahabi, Rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says that this particular saying of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been reported with mass transmission.
Allah. Subhanallah.
Tawatur.
Ji.
It has been reported so many times, and so many scholars have reported that it is not imaginable to think that somebody could speak a lie about it. It is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif.
Ji.
Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that in the apparent life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we never used to think that anybody is equal to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq
subhanallah.
Even in the lifetime, apparent lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu, it was accepted, acknowledged, understood by all Sahaba Ikram that there is nobody who is equal to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. It means that only he is the greatest
amongst
all Sahaba.
Subhanallah.
Then the time came that we used to believe and think that now Hazrat Umar
Allah
the greatest.
Subhanallah.
And then Sahaba Ikram used to think that Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala
subhanallah
is the greatest. And then they used to leave them on their own state, on their own condition. So I'm sure this statement is about that time when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was not yet became Khalifa.
Right.
But then the other evidences, they make it clear the sequence of four. Like it's mentioned in Tariq al-Khulafa, that Hazrat Abu Mansur Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there's ijma', consensus of Muslims on this fact that after the Prophet alayhimus salam, the greatest in the creation is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq
radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
And thereafter Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And thereafter Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And thereafter Hazrat Ali al Murtaza Sher e Khuda radiallahu ta'ala
anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Then all Ashara Mubashara.
Subhanallah.
And then there's a sequence of other Sahaba Ikram.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, the Ashab of Badr, mm-hmm. and then Ashab of Uhud,
mm-hmm.
and then Ashab of Bayt Ridwan, etc.
Right.
There's a sequence which we can learn in the lengthy books.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, the sequence of the esteemed and the great Sahaba Ikram have been mentioned by the great ulama and the scholars of Islam, that there is a sequence which needs to be followed. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, then Sayyidina Umar, then Sayyidina Uthman, and then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Tisab just beautifully pointed this out from various different references. Indeed, it is something which everyone needs to keep in their mind. Subhanallah. We did say that the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also filled with the praises of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And just one beautiful narration is in front of me. It is mentioned in Jami' al-Tirmizi, a very famous book of hadith, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "No one's wealth has ever benefited me in the manner that Abu Bakr's wealth has benefited me." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that "Anta sahibi fil ghari wa sahibi ala al-hawd." Allah, Allah. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that, "O Abu Bakr, you are my companion in the cave and my companion on the well," means the hawd. Subhanallah, subhanallah. As Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave of Sawr, likewise he shall accompany Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the well of Al-Kawthar. Subhanallah. And likewise it is mentioned in Jami' al-Tirmizi by Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the beloved and blessed daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq came to the blessed court and the august court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Allah azza wa jal has freed him," means Abu Bakr, "from the fire." Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha states that her father was from that day named Atiq. Atiq means the one who is free. Allah, and this refers to that he was free from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So that personality who is given the ticket, I would say, or the guarantee that he is free from Jahannam, then until Qiyamah, nobody can ever prove or ever say or ever think that ma'azallah, he is not going to enter Jannah, or he is not going to be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. When my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that he is my companion, he is free from Jahannam, then undoubtedly with our eyes closed, we believe that yes, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a definite Jannati. And not only Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, every Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a definite and confirmed Jannati. As Sayyidina wa Mawlana Amir al-Sunnat very beautifully mentions, that har Sahabi e Nabi Jannati Jannati, every Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a definite Jannati. And this is the Aqeedah which Ahlul Sunnat needs to have. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mutsab, we are discussing this great personality, and in the light of Quran and Hadith, we see that, you know, he is a personality who has so many admirable qualities. Is there any Hadith or any narration which maybe speaks about the amount of good deeds Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq has? Maybe a number or any ishara which shows this is his uniqueness from the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, there's a hadith in Mubarakah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
For whom the understanding of which is that in one evening, one night,
subhanallah,
Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha asked that, "Ya Rasulullah, is there anybody in your ummah?"
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
whose good deeds are equal to the numbers of stars.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Yes, Umar's good deeds are equal to
the stars in the sky.
The numbers of
the stars.
Stars.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah."
And she then asked, "What about Abu Bakr? What about my father?"
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that his one good deed,
Allah, Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
of the cave,
right,
is greater than all the good deeds of Umar.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
That one deed,
Allah, Allah, Allah.
One night that he spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave.
Subhanallah.
And his sacrifice and his love.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And what he went through and how much he cared.
Subhanallah,
about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much he was worried about the safety of Rasulullah.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So that one neki,
that Subhanallah,
is greater than billions of nekis.
Allah, Allah.
Numbers of stars, actually, people, scientists could not count till today. You can only say billions and billions,
Allah,
and billions,
Allah,
maybe trillions.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So that the size of neki.
Right.
This is the knowledge of unseen which Allah
Subhanallah, Subhanallah,
has granted to Rasulullah. So he knows the number of the good deeds of his ummatis.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And he knows the size of the good deed, the value of the good deed.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
So yes, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu,
Subhanallah,
is very unique in this regard.
Subhanallah.
Our actions, our deeds can be in millions.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Cannot be equal to any of his actions and deeds that he performed.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What a unique and distinguished personality in this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that first of all, we don't have those million good deeds, but if in the slightest possibilities we do come up with a million or billion good deeds, then even then it will never ever be equal to that one great and good deed of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And whilst looking at this greatness of this great Sahabi, the brother of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul ridwan Murana Hassan Raza Khan, Subhanallah, very, very beautifully praises Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he says, "Bayan ho kis zuban se martaba Siddiq Akbar ka, hayare ghar mahboob khuda Siddiq Akbar ka." Subhanallah. "Ilahi rahm farma khadim Siddiq Akbar hu, teri rahmat ke sadqe wasita Siddiq Akbar ka. Rasul aur anbiya ke baad jo afzal ho alam se, ye alam mein hai kiska martaba Siddiq Akbar ka." Subhanallah, Subhanallah. "Gada Siddiq Akbar ka khuda se fazl paata hai, aur khuda ke fazl se main hu gada Siddiq Akbar ka." Allah, Allah. And then he explains regarding the khilafat. He says, "Huwe Farooq o Usman o Ali jab dakhil e bayat bana fakhre salasil silsila Siddiq Akbar ka." Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And then he mentions a very beautiful aqeedah, that Ali hai uske dushman aur wo dushman Ali ka, jo dushman aql ka dushman hua Siddiq Akbar ka. Subhanallah. "Lutaya raah haq mein ghar kai baar is muhabbat se ke lut lut kar Hasan ghar ban gaya Siddiq Akbar ka." Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is the rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, that bayan ho kis zuban se martaba. I mean, we don't even have those tongues which can mention the excellence of this great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first Khalifa of Islam, the Amirul Mu'mineen. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Mutasab, when we recite the Holy Quran, we see that in the 10th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the incident of the cave where Mutasab mentioned. And there the word, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, the word sahib is mentioned for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, which proves that his sahabiyat and his companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if anyone rejects
that he is not a Sahabi, if anyone rejects his Sahabiyat, what effect will it take place on the Iman or the Aqidah of that specific individual?
Must keep in mind that for anyone to be a Sahabi, he must be a believer.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
If he is not a believer, then he cannot have any other rank in Ruhaniyat, in Islam. So, if anyone believes that Na'udhu Billah, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu left Islam
Allah, Allah, Allah.
After the apparent departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So he has indeed denied his sahabiyya.
Allah, 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 Allah.
And as you read the ayah kareema, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his friend, his sahib, do not grieve.
Allah.
So, upon this matter, ulama ikram have written, Hazrat Hussain bin Fadl, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, has mentioned that man qala inna Aba Bakrin lam yakun sahiba Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa huwa kafirun.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Li inkarihi nass al Qur'ani.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
That the one who said surely Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is a disbeliever.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Why is he a disbeliever? لِإِنْكَارِهِ نَسَّ الْقُرْآنِ. Because of denying the text of Quran.
Allah, Allah, Subhanallah.
It is in the text of Quran. Sahib.
Right, right.
قَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ. So it's a very delicate matter.
Right, right, right.
People must make sure that they choose the right beliefs and right aqidah.
Subhanallah.
And must not follow the whisperings of shaitan and
Allah.
Change aqidah and then face a big loss
in
the dunya and in the hereafter.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Indeed, a very, very, very delicate matter that a person shows this disrespect and he denies the sahabiyat of Sayyidina Al-Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then that will be a cause and a means of him leaving the fold of Islam, Allah, and he will become a disbeliever, unbeliever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from such corrupted and misleading thoughts, misleading understandings, misleading concepts and beliefs. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the straight path, on maslaki haq, maslaki ahlus sunnah wal jama'at. Alhamdulillah. The Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat is in accordance to the Holy Quran and the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no contradiction, there is no confliction, there is nothing which was put from someone's own pocket. No, everything is shadowed and covered by the Holy Quran and the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Unfortunately, with these few words, we have come to the end of today's beautiful episode. And as I did mention in the beginning, that I'm sure many of us enjoyed today's discussion. Some very beautiful fadail and excellences were mentioned of this great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, some very important aqaid and basic beliefs of Ahlul Sunnah were also mentioned, which is incumbent on every person to keep and instill in his heart and mind. And these are the beliefs which everyone should follow. In order for him to remain on the straight path, he needs to keep these aqaids and these beliefs in his heart and mind. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. We hope to, inshallah, azza wa jal, see you tomorrow again, same time, same place, but with a new, exciting and beautiful topic. Yes, in these 10 days, we are going to discuss some very many exciting topics, some many beautiful points are going to be discussed regarding the aqaid, regarding the excellences of the Sahaba ikram, the Ahlul Bayt. So please stay with us during these days, same time, same place, every day. There will be something new brought to you. Invite others as well. And the more you invite with good intentions, you will also get the reward in abundance. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. Because this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. If you do not have this love, you do not have anything. We like to thank our respected guest, Mutasab. Jazakallah, for blessing us and honoring us once again with your esteemed presence. Indeed, Muftisab is a very busy personality, and it is very great of Muftisab to take out time from his busy schedule to bless us in these beautiful episodes and share with us his beautiful words of wisdom. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve Al-Qibla Muftisab, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a healthy, long life so we may continue plucking the fruits of benefits from this great pillar of knowledge, I would say. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Remember, think positive, stay positive, be positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all of you happy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance, abundance, abundance of barakah. We hope to see you soon tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, Madina to Karbala, Madina, Madina, Madina to Karbala.